All right, we're going to do Proverbs 28. Or sorry, it's February 28th, but we're going to do Proverbs 31 today. I'll be right back in a few minutes. Got to sort out some technical things, and then, well, more importantly, let you enjoy this song.
Husband's heart in her securely rests. In wealth and gain, he'll always be the best. She seeks wool and linen with joy in her flight, her hand skillfully crafting from morning till night. She rises while it is still the dark of night, feeding her household before the dawn's first light. An excellent wife, where is she to be found? Her value surpasses the most precious of crowns. Charm may trick and beauty may fade, but a woman who fears the Lord is highly praised. Charitable and kind, she aids those who are poor. Opening her hands to the needy, she offers more. She guards the gears of her home with keen attention, forsaking not to serve the bread of diligent action. She senses that her profit is genuine. Her lamp does not cease at night's end. An excellent wife, where is she to be found? Her value surpasses the most precious of crowns. Charm may trick and beauty may fade, but a woman who fears the Lord is highly praised. Her partner's renown graces the city's gate. Confidently debates her offspring, arise and sing her praise. Her beloved too lifts her up in word and gaze. Many daughters have performed valiantly, yet you, my dear, outshine them splendidly. Prosperity's realm, she wisely invests, buys a field and nurtures a vineyard at her behest. Her husband in her finds a relentless trust in treasures and gains, need is turned to dust. Clad in strength and dignity, she gleefully strides, facing the future a comforting smile. Her garments, more than fabric, symbolize her might, framing her figure in resplendent light.
Oh, that's just too much fun. Actually, so we put that together last month at the suggestion of one of our viewers to use reggae as the style, and I couldn't be happier. In any case, welcome to the last last of the month here. We're going to be doing Proverbs 31 today in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Let me joyfully pray for us this morning. Father God, thank you so much for another day and for blessing us with wisdom as we complete another translation of your word. Help us to yet again find the truth in the in-betweens and in passages and in the way that we interpret those for our lives through your wisdom, through your spirit. Father, we do ask this morning that you would send Holy Spirit among us, that we might be enriched and interpret correctly the words you have for us today. And Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I had sleep, I promise. Yeah, it's been an interesting month for a lot of that. It's all good, though. Let's get into Proverbs 31. The words of King Lemuel, who isn't seen here as an oracle, Lemuel, king of Massa, King Lemuel of Burden. King Lemuel of Burden. It's very, very self-confident sounding. So the oracle thing, king of Massa, that sort of thing, that was seen yesterday as well. So it's a very interesting denomination there. And there's been a lot of speculation of a lot of this being a nickname that Solomon had for himself or various things like that. Reality is we're not 100% sure. We're not able to say definitively one way or the other. But it also doesn't really matter. That's the beauty of this, is that these are God's words, not man's words. What should I say, my son? What, son of my womb? What, son of my vows? Don't spend your energy on women or your efforts on those who destroy kings. Yeah. It is interesting to have a mother saying this to a son, isn't it? It's a very interesting, she has a very specific take on what a woman should be. And so it is very interesting that we're hearing this from her. And it's important to recognize that this is not something we're hearing from a man. This is something that a man is basically transcribing of what his mother told him. And so that's, I believe that's important. But yeah, that's a very interesting, don't spend your energy on women. Okay, here we go. We're going right for the throat here. but also there's a lot of exhortation here. Verse 4, it is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine or rulers to drink or to desire beer. Otherwise, they or he will drink, forget what is decreed, and pervert justice for all the oppressed or the sons of affliction. So note this. It's one of those things where he's being called to a different standard. And there's a reason why. you know, they're it's a call here to not be spoiled and to desire these things, but it's because there's a bigger purpose here, that there needs to be attention given, and it's not just for their own gain. It's to prevent the perversion of justice for the oppressed. In other words, it's a higher calling that this man is called to. And so it's not appropriate for them. And then we see a very interesting few verses here that are always very confusing. Actually, this is the first thing I was thinking about this morning, ironically. Verse 6, give beer to one who's dying and wine to whose life is bitter. Let him drink so that he can forget his poverty and remember his trouble no more. Let's talk about that for a second. The whole give beer to one who is dying. And wine, one whose life is bitter. So I was thinking about this morning, and I guess it's me embracing my own Gen X-ness, and, you know, basically it's a mixed bag with my generation for sure. A lot of us grew up watching fathers coming home from wars and having rough times. And other things that they just, you know, couldn't cope with. And they would basically drink themselves into not even having a life, that bitter life. And so we see things like this. And then we see, well, I live in Nashville, or the Nashville area. And so in a few hours, we'll see the downtown area just overrun with mostly women, oddly enough, and they're partying it up, drinking and woo, and other things going on, that there's this perception that they somehow like deserve it or something like that. There's like that, you know, they got up after 10 a.m. this week, you know, they did like 5 hours of work over a soy latte or whatever, you know, they sent their five things into Elon Musk to let him know what they did this week. I mean, it's okay. Right? They had a rough week. And so, you know, I'm being extremely snarky for a really good reason. And that is that we are seeing an extreme here. Of saying, not that it's not prescriptive, it's descriptive here, of saying that's an extreme that you don't want to be part of. In other words, that is not, these things are not for you to seek after. These are not the sort of things that you should even be looking at. It's kind of a indicator of being at the end of one's rope. So if you're at the end of your rope, then it's better to address that, you know, that sort of thing, and not to give in to the party aspect of it and things like that. And this goes for a lot of things. It's not just for alcohol. In our modern world, there's a lot of other things that are seen as, well, it's okay. It's like, no, actually, it's not. Okay, it's. That's not what this is about. You know, this is not where our attention should be. And so this woman had just an extreme amount of wisdom to put it this way, that it's that extreme of saying, no, this is not your identity. This is not your character to do this. And so that whole let him drink so he can forget his poverty and remember his trouble no more. It's just like I said, it's snarky, but it is saying, yeah, that's them declaring that they will be impoverished. That's them declaring that is their life. And it's going to be difficult for you to fix that. And yeah, that sort of thing. But more to the point, let that be you. Don't let that become you. You know, keep away from that so it doesn't become that. That's a big piece of this. But don't miss the next verses here. Again, it's speak up or open your mouth, you know, get off your butt and say something to those who have no voice or for who are mute. Speak up for the justice of all who are dispossessed or all the sons of passing away. Speak up, or again, open your mouth, judge righteously and defend the cause or a justice for the oppressed and the needy. So do you see the contrast here? So this is what we should be doing, not this. It's kind of sandwiched in there to make the point very blunt of what we should be doing. You know, men of character, rise up. She's not done, though. She's going to give a template for a capable wife, a standard to seek after. Yeah. So let's dive into this. This is always fun. multiple translations of this handle this differently, but let's see what the HCSB has for us. Verse 10, who can find a capable wife? Or a wife of quality, or a wife of noble character. She is far more precious than jewels. Ah, yes. So just a footnote here, that the verses 10 through 31 in the Hebrew form an acrostic. It doesn't really come across the same way in an English translation. And one of these days, I need to put up a picture of what this looks like. I need to find that and kind of have that as part of what we're doing. Maybe next month we can do that. That would be appropriate, actually. Verse 11, the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will not lack anything good. She rewards him with good, not evil, all the days of her life. I like that. So he'll not lack anything good. She rewards him with good and not evil all the days of her life. Very interesting. Verse 13, she selects wool and flax and works with willing hands. Catch these character words here. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from far away. She rises while it's still night and provides food for her household and portions for her female servants, or tasks for her female servants. In other words, this lady has it together. She has her priorities in order, and she's up for it. And, you know, if that means being a good steward of the household and making sure that others that are involved are not only provided for so they can do their tasks, but also making sure that they know what their tasks are. And so this actually is something that it's really key to see this part of the character here. It's really kind of cool that there is among the people that just are very deriding towards this, I want you to see that this is leadership, that she is a leader in the household. It's important to see here. But she's also a provider. Verse 16, She evaluates a field and buys it. She plants a vineyard with her earnings. So she's an investor. Or by her own labors. And honestly, I had the opportunity yesterday to encourage someone that... this is actually kind of cool. So she is a member of a mastermind group that I'm part of. And she helps women specifically learn how to be successful in real estate. And, you know, she's a good godly woman. And so she's doing this, you know, not out of some sense of greed or anything like that. And I had the chance to encourage her and tell her that, you know, she is, you know, what I said to her, just kind of, just to be kind of peppy about it, I guess, it, you know, it's just like that she has the opportunity to encourage lots of Proverbs 31 chicks, is what I said, in a world of bro. In real estate, there's a lot of bro motivation, very much like, let's go get it, yeah. Just, yeah. Whatever. I mean, it's just, you know what I'm talking about, I think. You know, if you've been around any of these people, you know exactly what I talk about. But catch this, she evaluates. So she's smart about it. She doesn't just go out and, yeah, let's go do the thing, do the deal. No, she's smart about it. It's really admirable. And so I was glad I got a chance to encourage her with that, because it's really a cool thing to see here. And, you know, most of her clients are married women that do this, you know, and it's amazing to see that even in our day and age, we're seeing these patterns. We're seeing these character items. It's really cool. And we'll talk about that in a second here, but like, this is not a list of criteria. These are just elements of character, you know, and I knew I should have wrote it down this morning. At about 3 a.m, I had a way to describe this, and hopefully by the end, it'll come back to my memory. I knew I should have just woken up and write it down. I knew I should have done that because it was like a cool way to say this. And maybe by the end I'll bring it back to memory. But anyway, let's move on. Verse 17, she draws on her strength. Or another way to say that is she wraps strength around her like a belt and reveals that her arms are strong. She sees that her profits are good and her lamp never goes out at night. Kind of cool. She extends her hand to the spinning staff and reaches her hands to hold the spindle. It's a poetic way of saying that she does work. Work is productive for our household and for others. Her hands reach out, or her hand reaches out to the poor, and she extends her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all in her household are doubly clothed or dressed in scarlet. I don't think I've seen this as doubly clothed before. That's kind of cool. Also catch that. The reason I want you to catch that is it's not, in this case, is not implying that it's only her family, that she is, again, taking care of everyone that's in the household, you know, whether it be like servants or in some cases, I suppose, even slaves, but everybody's taken care of so that they can go about their business. She's just making sure everybody is clothed and able to function and comfortable and not sickly. That's just part of her character. Verse 22, she makes her own bed coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the city gates, where he sits among the elders of the land. He's out there. He's doing his thing. He's not worried about things at home. Meanwhile, she makes and sells linen garments and delivers belts or sashes to the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she can laugh at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle or does not eat the bread of idleness. Let's pause a second here. This is just unreal, the description here. It's like, this is one person, right? This is one woman doing all this because this sounds like an army. But it's one woman. That's pretty amazing. So what is the result of that? Well, verse 28, her sons rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women or many daughters are capable, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. Give her the reward of her labor or the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her at the city gates. So just highlight that whole entire thing. Let's just do the whole thing. Just so much gold right here. And honestly, so many things about Proverbs really are about not bragging about yourself, but bragging about your wife because she has these points of character. Now, again, it's not like it has to be all these things. This is not a list of criteria. This is a listing of character. So it's not criteria, it's character. That might have been what I was thinking about, but I think it was something different. But anyway, not criteria, character. And, you know, if I choose to be happy that I am, and she's probably resting downstairs, but honestly, for me, having a wife that I'm able to brag on is cool. I love it. Does she do all these things? No. Does she need to? No. But I still brag about her anyway. In the midst of other discussions and other men that quite the opposite, that are bemoaning their wives and really just frustrated with their wives, or sometimes just even to the point of loathing. I'm like, my wife teaches people how to throw axes at a target for a living. My wife teaches kids how to do things with art. My wife recently was in a small little competition with, speaking of axe throwing, and her first time out took third place, losing only to two guys that were like national competitors. If you can't brag about that, then... But she also has a notion of wanting to make sure I'm taken care of. You know, she knows my limits. She knows that when I have a heavy burden, and she does things to help with that, you know, and that's important. It's important to have someone like that in your life. And so to the men out there, this is giving some instruction, I guess you could say, of what to be looking for. So you see in this chapter, we're seeing not only instruction for yourself. This is the character that you need to be. You need to be focused on, you know, making sure that the oppressed have justice. You need to be speaking up for those that have no voice. You need to be making sure that the oppressed and the needy are taken care of. Get on it. You know, if this is your life, you don't deserve any of this. Sorry, not sorry. If you are a person that is just consumed with like what you are getting out of life, not what you're giving to life, then you don't deserve this kind of life. Kind of rhymed. And I'm not going to back down on that. I've got history and scripture on my side with this. So this is also instructions for women to consider their character and not be someone who is just a consumer, but to be, she selects wool and flax. She's willing. She works with willing hands. It's not passive. It's not slave labor. Now you can't do this without caring. You can't do all this stuff without having a sense of desire to do this. You know, it's not automatic. It's not overnight. And again, this is not like prescriptive of everything that needs to happen. No way. But I'm really blessed to be in community with people and know a lot of people in my life that are the same way. You know, when we have, you know, quite literally times of just bragging on each other's wives to each other. It's pretty awesome. I mean, and it's literally been true sometimes, like, you know, and sometimes it'll come off in strange kind of ways. That we're bragging and other people think we're nagging or whatever, you know, but it's not. It's just like, yeah, my wife takes care of this stuff. You know? She's like, I didn't even have to think about it. She just does it, you know? Yeah, I don't have to worry myself over trying to figure this out because my wife is on it, you know? Those kind of things I hear from some of my preferred peers, very much so. And also, you know, I'm part of a group of men that very much are like, you better take care of this woman. You better. Not like, oh, no, you should consider that. No. That's not what these guys say. You better take care of her. You better make sure she feels cherished. And I suck at that. I'm just going to say it. You know, I do. But I'm trying because this. Awesome stuff. So many things we could say, but what I'll say for today is thanks for being with us. We made it through another month. Granted, it was a shorter month, maybe a little easier, but we still did all the chapters. So good on you for being with us. Next month. I'm weighing between two different translations, and so it'll be a surprise for you tomorrow morning. Be a Saturday surprise. better than Saturday morning cartoons, as a friend and I were talking about recently. That'll be the surprise for you tomorrow morning. As far as which translation I go, actually it's three that I'm looking at. Part of it is logistics. Part of it is just, what I feel led to guide you through. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting, but it's, I'm looking very serious at a translation I've never read before, or never read anything, along those lines publicly before. So I'm naturally a little nervous about some of that, but, maybe that's a good thing. So by tomorrow morning, I'll have decided and, we'll have a new translation up for you. So yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And I'm going to be challenging people more and more to grab friends and bring them into this and follow up with them and make sure they're reading. You know, whether they're watching or not doesn't matter. It's more of just whether they're reading and that sort of thing. So that'll be a, a feature for next month we're going to try and do more of. And eventually we'll get to the point of this being like a literal challenge. I'm thinking a lot about that, but wasn't quite ready for this month. But soon we'll be doing that as a full challenge. So it'll be fun. But in any case, that's enough for today, I think. Great to be with you. Thanks once again for all of your support and for all your encouraging words. I do really appreciate it. And we will see you once again tomorrow. Get us started with a new month. In the meantime, be blessed by the best. And go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Her husband's heart in her securely rests. In wealth and gain, he'll always be the best. She seeks wool and linen with joy in her flight. Her hand skillfully crafting from morning till night. She rises while it is still the dark of night, feeding her household before the dawn's first light. An excellent wife. Fears the Lord is highly praised. Charitable and kind, she aids those who are poor. Opening her hands to the needy, she offers more. She guards the gears of her home with keen attention, forsaking not to serve the bread of diligent action. She senses that her prophet is genuine. Her lamp does not cease at night's end. An excellent wife, where is she to be found? Her value surpasses the most precious of crowns. Charm may trick and beauty may fade, but a woman who fears the Lord graces the city's gates. Among the elders of the land, he confidently debates. Her offspring arise and sing her praise. Her beloved too lifts her up in word and gaze. Many daughters have performed valiantly, yet you, my dear, outshine them splendidly. In prosperity's realm, she wisely invests, buys a field and nurtures a vineyard at her behest. Her husband in her finds a relentless trust in treasures and gains. Need is turned to dust. Clad in strength and dignity, she gleefully strides, facing the future with a comforting smile. Her garments, more than fabric, symbolize her might, framing her figure in resplendent light.